Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's like you get. Sometimes you almost are. I mean, I felt like it was I was the problem because I couldn't answer the questions. You know, they were such odd questions that I didn't know how to answer them. So, I don't know. You know, where that kind of stuff's coming from, but
well, we want emotion from you. I guess we want to feel what you feel.
Absolutely, not shown emotion. I mean,
oh, I thought you did after the race. I thought it was wonderful, but I think. We want to we put ourselves in your position and say, my God, you know, you win the race on the course where your father died. We want to see that emotion. Maybe we want to see you cry. I'm not sure, but these are the questions that I hear directed towards you.
Yeah.
And that's why I got the feeling that we're trying to make this a made-for-TV movie with you.
Right, yeah, you're right. Well, I mean, we cried. I mean, I cried, but not in front of the camera. I'm not going to sit there and bawl on national TV. What kind of fool would do that?
Your dad wouldn't be pleased about that.
Yeah, he wouldn't be too happy. But, I mean, me and Michael, we shed a tear or two on top of them cars, but you don't, I mean, you're so happy about it, you don't realize you're doing it, you know? I mean, you're just jumping around, having a good time, and couldn't wait to get a cold beer. But
does it feel good? Is it cathartic to talk about what happened to your father, or is it something that is left private, or maybe you'd discuss it with your mom?
Yeah, I mean, there's some things that are that are better unsaid. I mean, I really don't, you know, I'm not intelligent enough about the situation to know what's appropriate, you know. I mean, I've never dealt with nothing like this before, so I feel like my dad was a real private guy, so I'd rather try to keep most of it private, my feelings about it, what I think about it, you know, anything having anything associated with it. I mean, it's just, I'd rather maintain a private existence about it. But, I mean, then I get out there and do an article with Rolling Stone because I trust the guy that wrote it and things like that. And, I mean, I can do those type of things if I trust the people I'm talking to. But it just depends, you know.
Yeah, I read an article in Details magazine where you were talking about your relationship with your father, that racing actually brought you together, that there was tension, there was a strained relationship between you two growing up, that racing brought you two together, and you were probably as close as you've ever been when he died.
Yeah, I mean, that's the truth. But, I mean, I don't know if we had a strained relationship. We just didn't get along.
But he said that you weren't him, and you realized that you weren't your father. But maybe it wasn't strained, but there was tension involved in it. Would you say that that's fair?
Yeah, there definitely was. I mean, we were, you know, always bickering back and forth on the least smallest things, you know, the smallest little things. But the more I got involved in racing and as I started winning and stuff, he kind of eased off of me. I mean, he was just always on my back about doing the right thing and making the right decisions. And, you know, he's always worried that I was hanging around the wrong crowd or doing the wrong thing. And I always had to try to assure him that everything was fine. I knew what I was doing, and seemed like that was happening all the time. And then, but as I started doing better and started spending more time around him, I believe he got more comfortable with me making my own decisions.
Was there ever a part of you or a point in your life where you said, you know what, I'd be crazy to try to follow in his footsteps?
Well, I still catch myself doing things, you know, that I feel like he would do or he'd want me to do. I still, you know, some days follow his footsteps and some days I don't, you know, and it just depends. And I think that's the way it'll always be. I'll always do things because he did them and he made that decision. But, you know, I got my own hobbies and I got my own interests that'll always be mine and always be mine alone.
How's your mom doing?
Teresa?
Yeah.
She's doing fine. She's been down south on the yacht for the past couple weeks and just kind of enjoying some time to herself. She was kind of disappointed, I think, that she was down there by herself when we won that race. She was pretty happy, but so she can't wait to get home and see her. I ain't seen her in a couple weeks, so excited.
But the ruling on the autopsy photos, I'm sure, helped her. I mean, that was just a nightmare to go through, I'm sure, but did that help her a little bit, or did it, you know, it just brought up bad memories?
I think it was, you know, it was something she had to do, but it kept her busy to where, I think, it was on her mind, but yet it kept her busy enough, and it was something for her to really consume herself in that it helped, I think, a little bit. It helped her deal with it a little bit, but, you know, she was so hard after those guys. I couldn't believe it, man. I just couldn't believe how hard after those guys she was to get all that deal wrapped up like she wanted it, and she just wasn't going to sell for nothing else. And I'm telling you what, man, I hate for anybody who's on her
bad side,
because she's a pistol.
And I want to point out that Teresa is not your mother, but she was Dale's wife.
Right. Okay. Yeah, she pretty much raised me.
Yeah. Before I let you go, I know that your father had a legacy, but do you think there's a possibility his legacy will be more of protection, safety, prevention than it will be what he accomplished as an actual racer?
Well, I think it's just a matter of time before we'll find that out. I think over the next several years, there'll be a lot of, we'll be doing a lot of protecting and you know, maintaining as much dignity to his name and everything he's accomplished as we can, you know. And I think the more we feel comfortable with the situation and who we're dealing with and who we allow to be responsible with it, we'll let it a little bit more of it out at a time. And I think, you know, it'll be a good 25, 30, 40 years down the road before, you know, he'll get the proper respect and everything will be free to the public, so to speak.
But you're not angry at NASCAR, are you?
I'm definitely not. I mean, I'm not angry at NASCAR or anybody for that matter. Just those people down there in Florida, a few of them that were hard after those photos. I mean, that was just kind of disgusting. But everybody else is cool, man.